Imagine a GPS for your company's journey through uncertain times. That's what the Adaptive Roadmap Canvas, or ARC, promises organizations. But can a single-page framework truly navigate the complexities of change in today's fast-paced world?
That's an intriguing concept. How exactly does this ARC work?
Well, it's fascinating. The ARC, or ARC, breaks down into different modules, each with its own set of worksheets. It's almost like a choose-your-own-adventure book for businesses. The first module focuses on mindset, which is crucial. They're essentially saying, before we even start plotting our course, let's make sure our heads are in the right place.
That's an interesting approach. How do they go about setting that mindset?
They've included some innovative warm-up exercises. One that caught my eye is called ARC of the Past. Teams reflect on a specific period in their organization's history, discussing key elements like external opportunities and threats, internal strengths and weaknesses, goals, actions taken, and lessons learned. It's like creating a highlight reel of your company's recent history.
Oh, I see. So it's about learning from past experiences to inform future decisions?
Exactly. And they balance this with other exercises that focus on the present and future. There's another one called the Learning Loop, where teams review recent achievements and challenges. But what I found particularly fascinating is the Mood Meter exercise. It's designed to gauge the team's emotional readiness for change.
A mood meter? That sounds almost like something you'd find in a therapy session. How does it work in a business context?
Well, it's quite brilliant, actually. Team members mark their mood on a scale or describe how they're feeling in their own words. Then they share with the team and discuss how emotions influence adaptability. It's getting teams to think about the human side of organizational change.
That's really insightful. It's easy to forget that organizations are made up of people, each with their own emotions and reactions to change.
Absolutely. And what's powerful about this ARC framework is how it balances the strategic and emotional aspects of change. It's not just about plotting a course. It's about making sure your crew is ready for the voyage.
You know, as we've been discussing this, I can't help but wonder if these principles could apply beyond just business. Do you think individuals could use something like this to navigate personal change too?
That's a fascinating point. You're absolutely right. A lot of these concepts, like reflecting on past experiences, setting clear goals, and being adaptable, are just as relevant to personal growth as they are to organizational change. It's like having a personal GPS for navigating life's changes.
That's an interesting way to look at it. Can you give an example of how someone might apply this in their personal life?
Sure. Let's say you're considering a career change. You could start by doing your own ARC of the Past, reflecting on your work history. What were your biggest successes and challenges? What skills did you develop? What environments did you thrive in? Then, you could use the Learning Loop to consider your recent experiences and what they've taught you about your goals and values. Finally, you could use the Mood Meter to gauge your emotional readiness for this change.
That's really practical. I can see how that could help someone make a more informed decision about their career path.
Exactly. And it's not just about making the decision, but also about preparing yourself emotionally and mentally for the change. Now, let's pause for a moment and consider, what are three ways you could apply the ARC framework to a personal goal you have? Take a few seconds to think about it.
That's a great exercise. It really helps to contextualize these concepts in a personal way.
Absolutely. Now, shifting back to the organizational context, one of the most interesting aspects of the ARC framework is its emphasis on collaboration. It's not about a top-down approach to change management. It's about getting everyone involved in the process.
That makes sense. I imagine that would help with buy-in from team members. But how does it ensure that flexibility in the face of rapid change?
Well, that's where the adaptive part of the Adaptive Roadmap Canvas comes in. The framework is designed to be flexible and iterative. It's not about creating a rigid plan and sticking to it no matter what. Instead, it encourages regular reassessment and adjustment based on new information and changing circumstances.
So it's more of a living document than a static plan?
Exactly. It's about creating a culture of adaptability. And that's really the ultimate goal of the ARC framework. It's not just about implementing a set of tools. It's about fostering a mindset of continuous improvement and adaptability throughout the organization.
That's really powerful. Do you think this kind of approach could help organizations be more innovative?
Without a doubt. When you create an environment where people feel comfortable with change and are encouraged to think adaptively, you're also creating the perfect conditions for innovation to flourish. It's about breaking down the fear of failure and encouraging experimentation.
That's fascinating. It sounds like this framework could have far-reaching impacts beyond just managing change.
Absolutely. It's really about creating a more resilient, agile, and innovative organization overall. And in today's rapidly changing business landscape, those qualities are more valuable than ever. Whether you're dealing with technological disruption, changing consumer preferences, or global economic shifts, having a framework like ARC can help you not just survive, but thrive in the face of change.
You know, as we've been talking about this, I can't help but think about some of the major organizational changes we've seen in recent years. Do you have any examples of companies that have successfully navigated significant change?
Oh, absolutely. One great example is Netflix. They've undergone several major transformations, from a DVD by mail service to a streaming platform to a content creator. Each of these shifts required significant adaptability and a willingness to cannibalize their own business model for future growth.
That's a great example. Netflix really has reinvented itself multiple times.
Exactly. And it's not just tech companies. Look at Lego, for instance. In the early 2000s, they were on the brink of bankruptcy, but they managed to turn things around by refocusing on their core product, embracing digital technology, and expanding into new markets like movies and theme parks.
Wow, I didn't realize Lego had been in such dire straits. How did they manage that turnaround?
Well, it's interesting. They actually used a lot of principles that align with the ARC framework we've been discussing. They reflected on their past successes and failures, reassessed their core strengths, and weren't afraid to make bold changes. They also involved their customers in the process, creating a more collaborative approach to product development.
That's really impressive. It sounds like adaptability really is key to long-term success.
Absolutely. And that brings us back to the core message of the ARC framework. The future is yours to shape. It's about taking control of your journey and being proactive in the face of change. Whether you're leading a Fortune 500 company or just trying to make positive changes in your own life, the principles of adaptability and continuous learning are crucial.
That's such an empowering message. Do you have any final thoughts on how our listeners could start applying these principles in their own lives or organizations?
Great question. I think the key is to start small and build momentum. Maybe begin with a personal goal or a small project at work. Use the ARC principles to reflect on past experiences, set clear goals, and create a flexible plan. Most importantly, be open to adjusting your approach as you go along. Remember, it's not about having a perfect plan. It's about being adaptable and resilient in the face of change.
That's really helpful advice. It makes the whole process seem much more approachable.
Exactly. And that's really the beauty of frameworks like ARC. They provide a structure for navigating change, but they're flexible enough to be applied in a wide variety of contexts. So, as we wrap up, I'd encourage our listeners to think about one area of their life or work where they'd like to see positive change. How could you apply the principles we've discussed today to shape that future?
That's a great way to end. It really brings it all back to practical application.
Absolutely. Well, that brings us to the end of our discussion on the Adaptive Roadmap Canvas. Remember, change is inevitable, but growth is optional. By embracing adaptability and continuous learning, we can turn challenges into opportunities and actively shape our future. Thanks for joining us on Evolving Forward, Adapt and Thrive, where we explore the ideas shaping our world. Until next time, keep evolving forward.